Elisha, Chelek Aleph, Daf Shin. This is the second chapter. The first pasuk of the Shema says, "Ve'ohavta eis Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha." Rashi quotes Chazal, "V'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, afilu hu neiteles nafshecha." Even if he is to remove, to take your soul, then this injunction of ahava still applies. The author says, "Kain." Indeed so. There will come a moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take every person's nefesh. This is again a paraphrase of Chazal. The person doesn't die with even half of his desires accomplished. It's always more. We always want more. We're always striving for more. In other words, death will come too early. Oid. There's such a long path before you manage to execute all your plans. You'll want to see grandchildren and great-grandchildren to do things that are so significant that they will bring fame. And then instantaneously at that moment of death, it's all negated, all eliminated. On those moments when a person sees Malach HaMavis in front of him, with no hope of then escaping, it's the last moment. A person is vulnerable then. A person is liable to object, to have a claim, a complaint against the Creator to the point of kfira. V'gamim tashlim im HaMavis b'mrecha. Even if you resign yourself to death, saying, well, what can one do? Haguf nichna lechayik ha-teva, the body capitulates to the laws of nature. Chachmei ha-refuah amru noyash, the best doctors have given up, there's just nothing to do. Gam ze kefirah, that too is a form of kefira, certainly for ben teira. Ki lo lechayik ha-teva alecha leikana, it's not that you have to submit yourself to the laws of nature, ala yitzon Hashem, but rather to the will of Hashem. How can we possibly imagine that there's some special love towards the Creator as Chazal tells us, we quote that in the first line of this chapter, how can there be a love specifically when a person's soul is taken, that a person should willingly deposit, give up his nefesh to his Creator without any bitterness, and even out of love? The only answer is that it takes avoida for many, many years. Say Chazal, goyiseis, harei kechai lechol davar. A goyiseis, a person who is moribund, a person on his deathbed, is halachically treated as alive. Lerabois machshevoisav, including his thoughts, he's still alive. Those who are still far from the last moments, meaning young people. This problem is worse the younger one is. Those who are far from the last moments, it's not really in their within their capacity to truly imagine such a thing. Medamim, so they imagine. Shebishas hagesisa hadam kilu mimele misale. We spoke about this in the previous chapter. They imagine that it's on one's deathbed, a person automatically grows and becomes more noble. He's involved in calculations and preparing himself to enter Olam HaMes B'ir Av Etara. Velohi, it is not so. Adam choyshev b'shaz kisisasoy kol oyisan ha-machshavos sheisiku adkoy. At that moment, at those moments of death, a person thinks all of those thoughts that occupied him to this moment. Tiny little annoyances. You know, why did the nurse put another half a teaspoon of sugar in my coffee? That type of kbeda. Sin av nekama, hatred for this person is so passing in the passage, and nekama against the patient, you know, on the other side of the room who's playing music at 2 o'clock at night. Ta voice meduma is all sorts of imaginary desires. Ve'al kulam, and over and above everything, pizur hanefesh. There's just there's confusion. A person is not focused at that time. Ufaran, just plain fear. These things swallow any type of organized thought and true feeling, unless the person is prepared for years for this. It doesn't happen automatically. Zechiras Yom HaMisa, when Chazal speak about remembering the day of death, it means confronting death face to face. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Teshuvah, Umin HaTmi'ah VaPeli'ah. He says, it's astonishing. Ki amoed adam b'chatzi yamav, you see a person who's already middle-aged. V'roi ekeh yamim olchim v'delmi, he can see that it's counting down. He's not getting younger. V'yachel harisus ha-binyan, the building is starting to collapse. You can see the cracks and here a tile is broken. This is, of course, a mashal. One can see one's physical vigor diminishing. V'yachsar ha-mezek b'tiv oi, same idea, v'tiru b'yabesh, ayavoshes, dryness, these things are wrinkles and the color of a hair changes, all these things. K'inyan she'nemar, yamai k'tzel natui v'ani k'esev ivash, a pasuk that says my days are like a shadow and I dry out like grass. Eich tach mer'ois einav u'me'askil levavoy. How can he not see? V'lo yirei k'noyseu el ha'makoyim. How can you not say that he's traveling? This is a journey, and he is getting closer and closer to the destination. Then it doesn't stop. Every single moment, you're traveling to the destination. So the author extracts from this the following teaching. Hashi'ur baruch v'kavur. He wrote a very clear, from Rabbeinu Yonah, a very clear shi'ur. Avoidazoi maschila be'agi adam lechatzi yamav. Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about the amoid adam b'chatzi yamav, when a person is middle age, literally at midpoint of his life, Hainu legil 35. Roughly, yeah. Since an average lifetime is something on the order of 70 years, this avodah starts already at the age of 35. Before that, it's as the author says and has said, it's not shaykh, a person's too young to contemplate these things, and it's just not, there's not sufficient maturity. But at 35, a person starts to see these things. It's no longer impossible to imagine these things. This confrontation with death, perushah ma'avak v'zi'azua. It means a struggle and a shock. Machshava ayuma, it's really an awful thought. Ha'ayuma mikol ha'machshavos k'shifshah lagoyis. The most awesome and awful thought of all thoughts that one could have. She'ani osid lehisbatel. That I am destined to become null and void. V'ro'ayim ru'ayoi. And people go, where is he? Hamaschilis born in Mizrach. A person begins contemplating this. Alul is dazeat kedivikoyin. It can shock him to the point of depression. Achakach yisapech b'machshavtoy lomar. Then the person's thoughts turn, and the natural tendency is to say tevahu ba'adam. It's nature. Kolomar davar tivu. It's a natural thing. Kulam shasu, kulam yishtu mikos atar elazis. Everyone has drunk, and everyone will drink from this cup of hemlock. V'gamani k'moim. I can't escape that fate. Everyone dies. In this second type of thought, it's no longer shocking. And that depression also is then starts to recede from one's consciousness. Yeush, despair starts to gnaw. Mechasem starts to gnaw at the person's heart. This is an expression from Chazal. It's like a bitter drop thrown into his life. In the midst of experiencing the beauty of life, once in a while, a person sighs. That at one point he will leave, he will depart from this wonderful world eternally. That's generally the beginning of the process. Ulam, however, after many years, by returning once in a while, when a person does cheshbon nefesh, by periodically returning to thoughts of death, it changes. The Talmid Chacham will reach a fundamental change in his outlook on his life and his death. In other words, these first two processes are not the end point of it. Depression or despair. Neither of these is desirable. We're going to use the help of the Alter Mikel, Maran Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, Hoyemer. He writes, Yir'ah amitis mevi'al idei zechiras yom ha-misa ve-gehenom. True Yir'ah brings one to remember the day of death and Gehenom. Harigam Yom Hamisa Levat Eino Maspik. Even the day of death by itself is not sufficient. V'yesh Letzaref L'Israel Davkes Chalas HaGehinoyim. One has to add to that also the element of Gehinoyim, to remember that Ki Hu Hamisa Amitis HaNitzches, because that's true death. That's real and eternal death. Ya'anu Pogya Beruchani Yosef Shel Adam Atzmo, because Gehinoyim is that impingement on the person's ruchanius, not just his physical death. Come and see what Chazal hold regarding this profound idea. The death of the body itself is not an inherent death. Meaning, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bacha on his deathbed, in Brachos Daf Chav Ches, Chazal tell us that the Talmidim came to see him. He was on his deathbed. Omar, if I was now being led to a king of flesh and blood, if he sentenced me to death, it's not an eternal death. I would still cry, it's terrible if I was sentenced to death. Now that they're leading me in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he decides to sentence me in that way, it's eternal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us explicitly, if he would be put to death by some despot, that's not misas olam. Ain misas olam, misas olam. It's nothing. Ki eina pogas be'atzmusei shel adam. It doesn't impinge on the person's essence. V'hi ha'emes, and this is the truth. Adam hazechel kiyum ruchani eino mes le'olam. A person who earns a spiritual existence doesn't die. It's a transformation. Zehu shinui ha'mabat she'dibanu. This is a change in outlook that we spoke about above. Ikar ha'yirai, the essence of yirai is lizkor she'ishna misa ruchani, to remember that there's a spiritual death. Umidach, ikar ha'emunai, the essence of emunai is lizkor she'hani, to remember that I, ha'adam, atzmusi u'mosi, I, the human being, my essence, ruchani, there's a spiritual essence which doesn't, which is not affected by death. V'yavoy yoyim, v'zei yomi acharoin, that day will come, my last day, v'yavoy rega v'yisvatel gufi, the moment will come when the body will cease to function. Aval ani yodeh beviru bevadoz gemura, a person with emunah knows with total certainty, with clarity, ki berega ze lo echdal yichyas uliskeim, it will not mean the end of my existence, chayoy echiye beliguf, I will live without the body, haguf shechashavtiv le'etzemosi, the body which I was tempted to think of as the essence and everything about me, yirakev bekever, it will putrefy, it will disintegrate, va'ani hamargish oynig vetzar, I, the one who feels pain and pleasure. And this is going back much earlier to the book when we discussed the essence of a human being. And we said that the Baalei Musar determined that the essence of a human being is pain and pleasure. And this is what he's referring to over here. The I, the innermost point of the human being is really that capacity to feel pain and pleasure. We spoke there about the concept of how everything in life is about pleasure, starting with purely physical pleasures of the baby, the dryness, the warmth, the satiation, and ending with the introduction of the Mesilas Yesharim, that Ha'adam Nivra Elalis Aneg Al Hashem. Man was created to delight in the bliss of the closeness to Hashem, and we pointed out that this is what a human being is. It's pain and pleasure. It's just that one has to transform those purely physical pleasures of the infant to the purely spiritual pleasures that the Ramchal is speaking about. So this is what he's hinting to in these words. Ba'ani hamargish oynik v'tzah, I, that entity that senses pain and pleasure, ani echiyala, I will continue to live. Ani echi imezke, if, of course, I earn it. Hava eskoynen shezke, and therefore I have to prepare for it in order to earn that eternity. V'chitzan eskoynen, how does one prepare? Say Chazal, ma yavid inish v'yichye, what should a person do to live? Yamis atzmoy. One of these paradoxical statements of Chazal that are so deep and so brief. What does a person do to live? Yamis atzmoy. Says Rabbi Yehuda, v'chama kashe hamavis, how difficult, how much of an ordeal is death? To a person who hasn't separated that desire for the world from his nefesh, until death does it for him. If he hasn't prepared for it before, if his entire being is connected to this earth and all its ta'avos, then it's very, very difficult. Rabbi Yonah continues, "Vamru, we say in Zechonam Vecha, b'maseches derech eretz, they say, eretz uncha shelo itamus, you wish to be eternal, you wish not to die. Mus at shelo itamus, then kill yourself before you die," which is very much that Gemara in Tomid as well, that if a person wants to live, he should put himself to death. Be'ur ha'inyan, both of these Gemaras, both of these statements of Chazal mean the same thing. Haroitze she'elo yom ha'mavis l'chayei ad. A person wishes that his day of death should be the entry to eternal life. Yedaber el liboy, should convince himself, should work on himself. Knowing that at some point he will leave this existence. Ulehaniach chavtzei aguf, to slowly separate himself, detach himself from chavtzei aguf. To the point where he develops despises them. Yazvein b'chaim while he's still alive. Ve'lo yishtamesh ba'adama rak la'avodas ha'boreis aleihem. The preparation is to use these desires and this earth for avodas ha'boreis, not to become more and more attached to the pleasures and the attractions of this world. To start disengaging from them already while he's alive. Ve'az yeh lo yom ha'mavis l'chaim she'em lehem hefsek. Then the day of death becomes the entry to eternal life. Now it's the author is paraphrasing. Yisragel ha'adam b'mabat ha'netzach b'chayim chayisei. A person has to become accustomed to adopt this vision of eternity while he's still alive. Ve'imdoides ma'asav b'knei amidah shel ha'netzach. He has to measure his actions with the perspective of eternity. As much as this seems so distant from our reality, because in reality, this particular piece of cake is so delicious, and it's very difficult to measure it with the perspective of eternity. But that is the true perspective. Because the final and ultimate purpose in life is not to enjoy that piece of cake. That isn't. Another statement of Chachmei Yisrael, Hamamid Esagilon Adich Buro, that gives us some direction. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Asadra Dvarim Kashim Nivru Ba'olam. Says a Gemara, 10 hard or difficult things were created in the world. Har Kashe, a mountain, a very hard mountain, Barzel Mechatechoi, but iron can cut it. You can come with picks and cut it and chop it, whatever. Barzel Kashe. Hard steel, esh mefapa toy. Fire can melt it, you can melt steel. Esh kasha, a very powerful fire. Maim mechabinoisa can be extinguished by water. Maim kashim, avim sovlinoisa, this water can be contained within clouds. Avim kashim, ruach mefazatan, the big clouds can be dispersed by the wind. Ruach kasha, guf sovloi, a body can withstand the hard wind. Guf kashe, Pachat shivri, a strong body, a hard body, fear can break it. Pachat kashe yain mefigoi, a strong fear can be dissipated by wine. Yain kashe shena mefakachtoi, with a lot of wine, so sleep can drive away the hangover. Ve'amaves kashe mikulan, death is harder than all of them. Utzdaka matzila mimenu, and tzdaka is even stronger than death. Shema utzdaka tatzil mimaves. This is, of course, a difficult statement of Chazal. It's not to be taken at face value. The author helps us a little bit. Kashe nikra befi Chazal, davar she'efshar le'aber tzurasoi. Chazal use the term kashe over here, difficult, hard, whatever you want to call it, for something whose form doesn't change. Yeah, le'aber tzurasoi. Chazal uses this phrase in a number of contexts, often in the context of a korban, which is basul, and you have to leave it in the base of Mekdash overnight, le'aber tzurasoi, because living things with death, they change. They don't remain the same. You know, they decompose. So Chazal uses the term kashe for things that don't change like that. V'inei nimtzeis eitza lechol devarim kashim shenuv bo'olam. Chazal tell us an eitza for everything hard in the world, le'rakecham, le'chatcham, either to soften them, to cut them, or lechol apachos le'sovlam, or at least to bear them. V'yesh eitza li'natzel afilu ma'kashe mikulam. There's an eitza to be saved even from the hardest one of all, which is hamavis. Yesh b'zeh inyan amok. There's a deep concept here. Hamavis enu pogea baruch, as we said just now. death doesn't directly impinge on the spirit, ela b'choymer, kloma b'guf. It's a process that affects the body. The person has to ask himself, with which part of himself does he identify? If his entire life surrounds his body. I love Kosav Rabbi Yonah B'Sharei Teshuvah. So that's what Rabbi Yonah writes about him. Veda ki nefesh harasha shekol ta'avasah lechatzei haguf b'chayav. He says that the nefesh of a rasha, whose entire desire was for physical pleasures throughout his life, v'nifredes ta'avasah ma'avidas ha'boireh, v'nifdeles mishosheh, and he had no connection to avidas ha'boireh, and thereby was detached from its own roots. Teired b'moyisah lemata l'aretz. Upon death, that soul actually comes down to the earth, l'mekom ta'avasah. It's attracted like with a magnet. It comes right down to where it was focused on throughout its existence. K'loimar ha'mavis pogea b'adam kuloi. At that point, for that person, death impinges on the whole person. Shehri hizdaha kuloim gufoi b'chayav. His entire identification was with his body. Achim adam hizdahim ruchoi. If a person has an affinity to his soul, v'tavasel chavtzei shamayim, he does wish to accomplish his yearning, is transformed to chavtzei shamayim, ve'einah nivdeles mishosheh, it hasn't been detached from its roots, az ein hamisa pogas b'adam atzmo, ela rak bivsaroi levad, then death impinges on his body. V'inei havchanas aguf, the definition of the body, or the characteristic of the body, shukulo noitel, it takes. V'muvan atoev, in the best circumstances, it means that the taking means the body is prepared to take on a spiritual form. But moving around the other extreme, kol shifa selenu, is then the body just takes in order to enjoy. Mitzat atzmoi anihu, inherently the body itself is impoverished. Ve'ani chashuv kemeis, as Chazal say, it's already dead. Havchanas ruach, the characteristic of the spirit, bechachoi loseis ulashpia, it has the power to bestow. That's an interesting distinction between the body and the ruach as taker and giver. The ruach can bestow, can give. Haruach mitzad atzmoi ashirhu. By itself, it is wealthy. Lehavin ulehaskil, it can grow wiser. Ulechoinel lachrim, and to bestow upon others, to give. Me'atan avin inyan tzedakah tatzil mimavet. With that introduction, perhaps we have an insight into this pasuk, tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Tzedakah yikoach hanesina. Tzedakah is the power of giving. Asher mekurei beruach. Its root is in the spirit of the person. Adam asher mahuseh lechonen v'laseis tamid. The person's essence is to constantly give, to bestow. Who is haruach? So he's become a person of his spirit. V'amavet eino pogea ba'atzmusei ela rak bivsaroi. Then death impinges on his flesh alone. Emor me'ata, to summarize, Retzincha shelo tamus, as Chazal put it, you wish to become eternal. You wish not to die. Yizaher milyos netel b'malsha. Beware of being a taker in your essence. Ki soine matanois yichye. Pasuk in Mishlei. One who hates the matanois, meaning the taking, yichye, it's correlated with life. Ve'ani, a person on the level of the body, which is impoverished, ametzaperak lekabel anois, whose entire anticipation just to receive, to take, to take. Chashuv kemeis. It was already kemeis. V'ikanez lemadagas nesein umashpia tamid. The preparation consists of moving into the station of a nesein umashpia. Hein beguf, hein bemamoin metera, both physically and with your money and with your learning and your wisdom. Uvazet is kedios bal tzedakah. Bal tzedakah doesn't mean only with money. Such a person raises himself from the impingement of death inherently by himself. Who said, that's the point of that pasuk, we've cited this pasuk a number of times already. When the neshama, before it came to this earth, it's like a cistern. It doesn't well up by itself. It only has what people put into it. It's a container. It's empty. But when the neshama comes down into this world and attains what it should attain, then it's called by the pasuk Be'er. It's something that wells by itself, is able to bestow to others, to give, to flow. We explained this in great detail early in the Sefer. Zeu Adam Chai Bemes. That's a person who's truly alive. Ve'en Lamaves Shlita Alav. Death has no control over him. It's just the body that then disintegrates. Adkan.